Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph is dedicated L'Iloi Nishmas Reb Shmuel Tzvi Ben Reb Nechemya HaKoyen Greenberg Zichroini Levracha in honor of his yahrzeit Vav Kislev, dedicated by his children Dr. and Mrs. Binyamin Greenberg. May the Torah study learned in this shir be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shir has been presented by Rav Ari Marburger, Dayan at Beis Din Meisharim and author of Business Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Bava Metzia Ayin Aleph. The Gemara brings down a memra, Tanu Rabbanon, Al Tikach Mitay Neshech V'Tarbis. There's an Isra to collect interest from another Yid. Aval Atanasa Loi Arev. You're allowed to be an Arev, you're allowed to become a guarantor on a loan that has interest. The Gemara then asks, that what are we referring to? If we're dealing with a loan that was done be'isser, when one yid borrows from another yid and pays ribis, clearly it's also to be an ariv. The ariv is one of the people who violates the isurei ribis. And Gemara ultimately says it's talking about when a yisrael borrows from a goy. And the Gemara explains that under certain scenarios, one is allowed to guarantee the loan even though there are interest payments involved. Now this halacha is one of the most common and least understood halachas in Hilchos Ribis. It's clear from the Gemara that if a Yisrael borrows money from an Akum, or in today's terms, a person takes a mortgage from a bank, from a non-Jewish bank, there are many cases where one may not become an Arif, one may not guarantee the loan, one may not become a guarantor. In practice, many people, when they buy houses, especially a younger couple, they don't have the credit rating that they need, they'll have to ask a relative to co-sign, to guarantee the loan. And it's clear from our Gemara, there are many cases, there are many situations where this is going to be usher. So let's go through the different kinds of arvos, the different kinds of guarantors, and discuss when this is and isn't an issue. The first kind of an arev, first kind of guarantor, is known as an arev stam. And what that means is, the person is guaranteeing the loan. There's a borrower. The borrower is the one that receives the money and has the primary responsibility to pay. If he defaults, if he is unable or refuses to pay, the lender can then go after the guarantor. However, the lender's first responsibility is to try to collect from the borrower. The guarantor is only there as a backup. He's only there if the borrower either can't or won't pay. Such a guarantor is called an Arif Stam, and the halacha is there's no problem with being an Arif Stam. Since the deal is between a goy and Yisrael, the bank is a non-Jew, there's nothing wrong with the borrower paying the interest. You can guarantee that loan as long as you are an Arev Stam. The other extreme is known as an Arev Shloif Dutz, and that's something which I've never heard of it today, but apparently in the times of the Gemara, there was a minhag among the Goyim that a person would borrow money, and the guarantor, this Arev Shloif Dutz, was the one that had the primary responsibility to pay. He's the one that paid the lender. The lender would go directly to him. In fact, the lender had to go to the Arev. He could not first go to the borrower. The deal was, again, this Arev was the one with a primary responsibility. He's the one that always paid. If you're involved in such a situation where a person borrows money, a fellow Yisrael borrows money from a goy, from a bank, and you are an Arev Shloif Dutz, you guarantee it in this manner, this, according to most Paiskim, is going to be Nisr D'Oraisa. Because although there's nothing wrong with the Arev paying the interest to the bank, when he turns around and wants to be reimbursed for what he paid, he wants to collect the interest from the borrower, that is Ribis. Because we look at this Arev as not just an outsider, not just as a guarantor, we look at it as if he was the actual borrower from the guy, since he is the one with primary liability, and we look at him as if he then turned around and re-lent the money to the Yisrael. And therefore, if the loiva, if the borrower reimburses him and pays him any ribis, anything more than the original principal, that would be an iser, and again, according to most place committees, an iser deraisa. Then there's a middle level, and that's known as an arif kavlin. An arif kavlin is a guarantor, where there's a rotsim izeh goiva, rotsim izeh goiva. The lender has a choice. He can collect from whoever he wants. If he wants to, he can collect from the borrower. But he has no obligation to do so. If he wants to, he can go directly to the guarantor. Now, this is sort of in between. In Arif Stam, as we explained, the lender must go to the borrower first. The guarantor is only liable when the borrower cannot or will not pay. The other extreme was Arif Shleif Dutz, where the lender must go to the guarantor. He cannot ask the borrower for money right away. We're now dealing with this middle case, an arif kavlin, where the lender has a choice. He can collect from the borrower, or he can go to the guarantor. Now, in this middle case, there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi's shita is that it is aser. One cannot be an arif kavlin on a loan between a Yisrael and an Akum. However, the shita Sarajba, and the Rajba writes that this is the minhag in his time, and that nobody argued. Shita Sarajba is that it's mutter, that an arif kavlin is mutter. The entire case of Isser, the only time where it's an issue, is by an arif shleif dutz. Now, as a matter of halacha, the Beis Yosef and kamat all of the poiskim paskin like Rashi, that certainly lechatchila, before the fact, it is usur to be an arif kavlin. It is usur to be a guarantor on an interest-bearing loan between a Yisrael and a Goy, if the lender has the right to collect from whoever he chooses. Now, as a practical matter, virtually every arif, virtually every guarantor today, fits into this category of an arif kavlin. Every mortgage and guarantee note that you'll see in a bank, the bank reserves the right to go after the guarantor. They don't have to foreclose or sue the borrower. Therefore, as a matter of halacha, if you're ever involved or asked to guarantee a loan for another Yisrael, you'll run into this issue. It's an arif kavlin, and according to kamat all of the poskim, it's going to be aser. Now, I would like to go through a number of svaras or situations which are lakula. Again, this is, as you'll see, it's a complex inyan. Person should not be makel without, unless he speaks to a meir hara that's familiar with these halachas and the situation. I'd like to just go through certain different cases and different suggestions that are discussed among the later day poskim. The first case is when there's a mashkan toiv, and that is, although one cannot be an arif kavlin, one cannot guarantee a loan, there are situations where the person that borrows the money has good collateral. He's buying a house, and the house is a mashkan toiv. It's good collateral that the lender can rely on. If the practice is such that the lender will always collect from the mashkan, will always foreclose on the collateral, before they go after the arev, before they go after the guarantor, there are poskim that say one is allowed to be even an arev kavlin. And the reasoning is that although on paper he may be called an arev kavlin, although he has the technical liabilities of an arev kavlin, because the borrower has provided collateral, and because the practice is to go after the collateral first, then this arev is in a sense an arev stam. He's there simply as a backup. He's there more, you know, in case something happens to this collateral, and will not have a din of an arif kavlin, regardless of what it says on the legal papers. Now, in practice, it's difficult to apply this kula, because typically banks are not really interested in foreclosing. They're not interested in taking over the real estate or the assets. And while they will always, or virtually always, insist on collateral, in practice, I believe they will sooner send a bill to the Arev and at least ask him for payment before foreclosing on the collateral. Now, clearly, if the Arev doesn't pay, if he refuses to pay, they will foreclose on the collateral before they try to foreclose on the Arev's assets, simply because it's more convenient and they already have a lien. But they clearly will go after the Arev, and they will not go straight to the collateral in most situations. Now, another suggestion that I've seen is that what's the Isser? There's really two Isserim involved. According to many Achrayim, there's an Isser simply getting yourself involved in such a deal. There's an Isser of Lois Siman. The Shach, the Nechus HaKesef, actually argues, and he says that the Isser is only if the Arev actually has to pay. If the Arev Kavlan ends up paying back the loan because there's a default, and then he tries to collect the principal and the interest from the borrower, at that point, the Isser kicks in. But simply making the agreement, according to the Kumis HaKesef, would not be Isser. Now again, many places argue on this, and I'm not saying to be Mekel. But the point that I'd like to bring out is that the entire Isser of an Arev is only predicated on the fact that ultimately the guarantor is going to make a payment. When the guarantor makes the payment, when he pays back the lender, we look at him as if he was lumafreya. It's as if he was the one that really borrowed the money and from the lender, from the goy, and he relent it to a Yisrael. So therefore, the Isser really only kicks in when he turns around and wants to collect both the principal and the interest from the borrower. However, if you're dealing with a situation where someone's buying a house and you're dealing with a family member, if the parties make up from the beginning that in the event that the borrower doesn't pay and the arev, the guarantor, is forced to pay the principal and interest, if he is mevater, he says, I do not have the right to ask you to be reimbursed for the interest, I can only ask you for the principal, then it should be mutter. Because again, the whole Isser of being an Arev is the fact that you may end up being a loiv and malva, as if you borrowed from the bank and lent it to the borrower. If you'll never collect any interest, there's no problem with that. Now, although in theory this sounds like a very nice heter, in practice there is a complication, and that is, a typical mortgage, you're paying the principal and interest slowly over time. The first month of the mortgage, the borrower makes the payment. He pays a little bit of interest on the entire loan. The second month as well, he pays a little bit of interest on the entire balance of the loan. What happens if, say, the last month he misses and the arev is forced to pay? What happens is then, whatever principal the guarantor pays, lamafreya, we look at it as if this principal, this amount of the loan, this small fraction of the loan, it's as if he borrowed from, he was the borrower, and he relent it to the other borrower. It'll come out then that lamafreya, over the past 30 years, every monthly payment, which had interest on the entire balance, a couple of pennies of that interest was interest on the keren, on the principal that ultimately was attributed to the Arev Kavlan. And therefore, in these situations, it's going to be quite complicated and you'll run into issues. Now again, there are certain suggestions to get around it. It's beyond the scope of this year. But the point being that Arvos is both a Isser Chomor and it's an Isser that's very widely misunderstood. If you're ever involved in such a situation, it's important to ask a shayla before you get involved and before you sign any documents.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office at thehalachacenter.org.